New York City has 24,000 restaurants, and the city's officials are about to change how diners choose where they eat. As we've been reporting this week, the city's health department will force restaurants to wear a letter grade, A, B, or C, based on the results of their health inspection. To do this, the city will nearly double its inspection budget, increase the number of inspectors from 156 to 180, and conduct up to 50% more inspections. It'll be a big change for how the city's restaurants think about their regular checkups from the health department. WNYC's Lisa Chow reports.
If a restaurant fails its health inspection, you might think rats, mice, or roaches. But sometimes all it takes is a bunch of seemingly minor violations, like something as simple as
ice scoops. You know, ice scoops can never be kept in the ice, ever.
Neil Kleinberg owns Community Food and Juice, a restaurant near Columbia University. We're in the basement, where he points out the danger of the ice scoop. If you leave the scoop in the ice machine, it would get buried under falling ice, and then you'd have to dig it out with your potentially dirty hands, contaminating cubes that could later be chilling someone's Diet Coke.
Wash hand signs on display, self-closing doors.
If self-closing
doors. Chef, yeah, like a bathroom door has to have a self-closing hinge. Because a bathroom door can never be open.
Because flies could move in and out and then land on, say, your chocolate cake. Kleinberg says even though these rules sound technical, he understands why they exist. Violations create potential health hazards, which is exactly what the health department is trying to protect customers against.
We know what the health department is looking for. If we're going to get constantly violated for the same mistake and we haven't been smart enough to fix it in the first place, then that's our fault.
Kleinberg says he supports the city's move toward a public letter grade system.
In the old days, it was if you passed, oh, by God, if we passed the health inspection, we're fine, blah, blah, blah. But these days, it's no longer like that. We have to do more to make our food safer, to make our customers happy.
Officials say more than a quarter of New York's restaurants are in serious or consistent violation of the health code. And with people eating out more often, the number of hospitalizations related to food poisoning from restaurants has continued to grow. The idea behind public letter grades is to shift the incentives for restaurants from doing just enough to pass an inspection to striving for an A grade or risk losing customers. Even Kleinberg, who works hard to follow the rules, is going to have to work even harder under the new system. With a public grade looming, I pulled out the most recent health inspection reports for his two restaurants.
Now, the Clinton Street Baking Company, 7 points. That would give you an A.
Okay.
Under the current regime.
Right.
This restaurant, though, 44 points would give you a C.
We know why. We had a problem with our walk-in, and that's why.
But the walk-in refrigerator was only one of 10 violations found during last month's inspection. Again, the owner, Kleinberg, with his chef, Bill Cooper.
I'm going to be talking to Billy on the air now and asking him for a commitment to get his violation points down to match Clinton Street 7. All right, I'm challenging him now.
I'm up for the challenge.
But downtown in Greenwich Village, at the restaurant Reset, chef and owner Jesse Shanker says he's against posting letter grades. He believes inspections are often subjective.
It's timing, it's luck, it's human error. You're talking about inspectors. Some inspectors are really, really into their job. Or you have the guys that are a little more lax, so it's inconsistent.
And Shanker doesn't think customers will understand what an A, B, or C means in his world of ice scoops and self-closing doors. Instead, if the city really wants restaurants to clean up, Shanker says raise the fines.
That's enough incentive, trust me. If I'm a business owner, if they came in, they're like, everyone needs to wear a hat, and they said, you know what, next time, if I come in next month and your guys don't have hats on, it's $1,000 per employee without a hat on, I promise you, I'm going to go into that kitchen and I'm going to staple it to everyone's head.
That's one response. There is agreement on one thing. When the bottom line suffers, restaurants respond. And that's what the health department is counting on. For WNYC, I'm Lisa Chow.